Well,
I feel like some kind of a... Oh my goodness me, this is horrific. Well, I don't know what I feel like, but what I know is that I've taken Poppy for a walk thinking when the sheep get to the third tree I must turn back because they're in the same field as my house. And I don't want her to get her mitts on them. Poppy, leave it! Oh, sorry, shouting in here. She's got a sheep's head in her mouth. It's just fucking, excuse my French, disturbing. I don't know why there's a sheep's head out on the field anyway, but there is. I presume there's been some sort of fox attack or wolf attack or something. Wolf. There's no wolves around here. A fox attack. Oh no, look, every time I call her... Oh, that's good. Oh my goodness me, she's dropped it at my feet. There's a bird scared her. I've got to pick it up and throw it in the... Oh, this is hideous. No. No, down, Poppy. God, she wants this, I'm telling you that. In fact, I'm a bit scared if I throw this, she's going to go running for it, so I might just try and casually drop it. Poppy. No. There's barbed wire there, so she better not. Poppy. God, dear, that was absolutely hideous. But still, one thing I would say is, compared to being abused by people in Hackney, I'd much rather find decomposed sheep's heads in my dog's mouth than some yob kicking her, or, well, actually, a middle-aged gentleman kicked her once when she was a very young puppy. She's now at the brook. What can you say, you know? She's a water retriever. She's jumping in and out of it. She loves it. Is that good, Pops? You're looking clean already. Not. Yeah, she's on a bit of a kind of, like, dry out on the outside, I think, before we go inside the house again tonight. She's actually heading back to the fence where the head is. And I hope she's not going to try and jump it because there's barbed wire on the top of it. No, she's not. She's just sniffing a lot. She's going to try and get under. I'm going to keep walking. The brook's pretty cool because when the sheep aren't in our field, the field up on the other side of the brook is one of the fields that one of the things they've got five or so that they rotate them in. And that's very easy for Poppy to reach. She just jumps through the brook, but she doesn't tend to want to go too far from me. And she does come when she's called, which I'm pleased with. All those days in Hackney Downs haven't been wasted, albeit I was a lot more panicky when I was calling her then. No, I don't like her going near that bit. Barbed wire again. She's learning about barbed wire. She's already been cut once. But, yeah, scar on her leg. But, you know, only minor cuts. And I think that's just in the nature of living in the countryside and being a countryside dog, you know. You go through hedges, you're going to cut yourself occasionally. Probably no worse than how I cut myself yesterday cutting hedges. She's fine though, she heals quick. She's a happy little doggy. I'm conscious, I think, that there's wind blowing into the mic quite badly. It's quite breezy on the field. So I'm going to say goodbye. And the sheep are still a good distance away for me to make a safe return to my house. Poppy's fine when she's outside looking at them, but inside she barks at them. I don't know what she'd be like right with them, but it's lambing season, so I certainly don't want to be the bearer of new birth by scaring them. Have a good day. It's not that sunny here, but it's pretty sunny. It's not a bad day. Lovely fresh air. I've been putting bits and pieces in the greenhouse. Gonna continue. So, yeah, I'll be later.